I don't want retaliation. I don't want revenge. I want ceasefire.
Amen.
Robert Gross is Shaquille Purifoy's father. He spoke before a crowd of about three dozen at Monday morning's gathering.
I hear parents telling their children, stay out of this, it's none of your business. I beg to differ. If you see something, it's your business, because it may be your child next. Laying there where my son is, because somebody said it was none of their business.
Churches from around the Pensacola region were represented at the meeting, and members spoke about the need for action to curb gun violence. Bishop Charles Young is pastor of the Deliverance Tabernacle Christian Center.
Well, this past Saturday, we lost another young man due to gun violence. He was a good young man. I knew him personally. He was 20 years old. He was in college. He was home for the summer, planning to return back to college, back to school, for football practice in July. I stand here today with his father because we have great concerns for our community. Our community is in trouble, and we can't just stand by and not do anything. We've had 17 homicides just this year, and we have to do something.
Young and the other pastors and speakers called out government leaders and members of the affected neighborhoods to speak out and demand action. They called for more funding for government programs, but also called on people to get involved and join with police and community leaders and stop looking the other way about crime. They also noted that they've been down this road many times before.
After doing two and three per year per church, get to the place where you say, when are we going to say something and when is it going to stop?
Pastor Lou Timothy May of the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church and brother of County Commission Chairman Lumen May said accountability should be spread across all parts of the community.
We got to step up. Faith-based, we have to step up. In government, I don't think too many more people in here are any closer to the chairman of the commission than I am. We slept in bunk beds together. But when it comes down to the community, yes, we're holding him accountable as well. We got to hold the mayor accountable. We got to hold school officials accountable and the sheriff, everybody. It's not a one agency deal. This is all of us. And guess what? We hold parents accountable as well.
For his part, Escambia County Commission Chairman Lumen May agrees. He, Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, and Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan attended the meeting but did not address the crowd. Afterwards, Commissioner May said more money needs to be made available to help problem neighborhoods in the county.
What can be done is the investment in human capital. Out of 67 counties, we spent the least amount of money in human services, meaning that we spent the least amount of money in prevention, which correlates to a high amount of money in incarceration. So we're paying on the back end. So absolutely, I believe that rallies and meetings are good because it motivates the troops. It brings awareness. If this did nothing else, it brought awareness to a problem. It brought pastors from different denominations together, and it made elected officials realize that we have to invest in our people.
Late Saturday, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest of 39-year-old Xavier Moore for the shooting of Shaquille Purifoy. He's being held in the Escambia County Jail. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.